Reagan shooter John Hinckley, "There's Too Many Guns in America." By Trent Baker on July 6, 2022. In a sit-down interview with ABC News Nightline, attempted President Ronald Reagan assassin John Hinckley Jr. touched on his crime, his remorse, and current gun laws in the United States. Hinckley, who has been released from federal supervision for 2 weeks after serving more than 40 years for shooting Reagan and three others in 1981, acknowledged to ABC News that he was totally depressed and estranged from his family at the time of his attempted assassination. "It was in ways like a suicide attempt, just saying, this is it. This is the end of my life," Hinckley said of his state of mind in 1981. In the wake of recent mass shootings in the country, such as Highland Park, Hinckley thrust his support behind background checks and waiting periods for those wanting to purchase a gun. "I certainly don't think the mentally ill should have access to guns. I mean, that's kind of obvious," Hinckley advised. "Background checks are good, and waiting periods are good. I think there are too many guns in America." Nightline co-anchor Juju Chang responded, "And coming from you, that's quite a statement." "Well, I hope it is because it's the way I feel," Hinckley replied. Follow Trent Baker on Twitter @MagnifyTrent.